I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 10 Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I want to start the show by apologizing to MyBookie. Won about $9,000 off of them last night. Posted it in Drinking Bros Sports. Put $7,500 on Papa Trump. And then I listened to Dan. D'Anthony, I took your bet, man. Mm-hmm. I took the popular votes, but it's 0 to 2.5%. That is exactly what happens. And those were clear right after she makes her concession speech this afternoon. Looking forward to it, kids. Also looking forward to the SEC audit being done. Holy shit, we're done with that for Hardy F. Seltzer. Second round of investing is now open to you. We are leaving 30% of our company open to you to invest in and actually be owners with us. Go to wefunder.com/hardafseltzer today. We're treating this like the Green Bay Packers. All you guys own it. Looking forward to what we're going to be able to do in the future here, trying to shake off this hangover, D'Anthony.
You know, by the way, WeFunder is like we fund something. It's not about the size of the person that's doing it.
No.
We're full-size people.
We are. And I don't want anybody at home to look at us and be like, you know what? I wonder if that guy's a midget.
Yeah, he's not. That, like, he's, it's not just a torso. He's got legs and everything.
Got legs, full feet, body, feet.
Dick and an ass.
Yes, all of it. Mm-hmm. And then the new Trump shirt is up on drinkingbros.com.
The new what?
He's back, baby. Trumps, man. Trumps. He's back. Look at this. I'll go full. Let's go full. Look at that. He's back. Yeah.
And as you know, our guest on the NFL show this season, or our co-host rather, is White Dude for Kamala.
Sure is.
Derek Wolf.
Derek Wolf, Wolf Untamed Podcast, one of the best in the biz. Derek, where were you watching the election last night?
I was at home. I'm just home with the wife and kids, and we got these two Maine Coons now, so that's fun.
I don't think you can say that.
Whoa.
I don't care what state they're from.
No, I don't know about the coons. We just lost one in New York, Fred, the raccoon. Did you have a different coon inside your
Maine
house?
Maine coon is a cat, isn't it?
It's a giant cat, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big-ass cat.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Was that the wife's decision?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I know it.
Well, luckily, Colorado voted down that stupid shit about not being able to hunt those things. So I think you can just pop one.
Yeah, the mountain lion ban that did not pass, yeah. Which is huge.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to come after bears. So now they want to ban bear hunting.
What, like gay dudes?
I don't know.
Yeah, like gay bears, Derek. Because a bear is kind of a larger, furry gay man. They're very friendly, but they're tops. So are we banning those in Colorado?
I think we need to hunt those.
I agree. Just for fun, like for sports, but very friendly guys here. Look, kids, you know the rules. We'll go over last week's hits and misses. Luckily, not a lot. Not a lot this week. Daddy had a fucking fantastic week this week. And then we'll make the predictions for next week. Start off with the first game here. Lost this one. This was a total shocker to me, Derek. Aaron Rodgers decided to play some football, had 3 touchdowns in this one, and beat the Texans. Was this more about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, or was this more about the Texans' injuries in this game?
I think it was the Texans' injuries. I mean, they just didn't do anything. But not there was a couple. There's like one good catch, and then Davante Adams had a catch and did his little Houston dance. But other than that, man, I really think it was. I think it was Houston fucking that up. Like, I think they lost the game.
Yeah.
I don't think it had anything to do with. I mean, I'm trying to think of some play. It feels like Thursday was so fucking long ago.
I know, right? Because of the election last night. It was, but I watched this game because I had a lot of money on it. Lost a lot of money on it, obviously. But with this, it kind of looks like C.J. Stroud to me, D'Anthony, was trying to figure out this offense without his 2 top wide receivers.
Yeah.
Tank Dell still had a great game.
Tank Dell's good. Robert Woods still got juice in the tank for sure.
A little bit.
Dalton Schultz has got he's a fine tight end. He's not a world beater, but he's good enough. But, you know, you lose 2 fucking legit all-pro receivers, you know, you're going to have problems. He got sacked 8 times.
Yeah.
That's wild. And, you know, Houston runs a timing offense. CJ Stroud is particularly good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you disrupt that, it's going to take him a minute to adjust. I'm not shocked they lost this game. I agree with Derek. I think it was more Houston just battling than it was the Jets being good. This is not a turnaround moment, I don't think, for the Jets.
I don't either.
I mean, this is like Caleb Williams beating up on the fucking Panthers or something.
Would you say Houston had a problem?
I'm not qualified to answer that question. Okay. So we'll get Elon on the phone.
Yeah, he's at Mar-a-Lago right now. Next up was the Dolphins at the Bills. Josh Allen was able to pull it out in the end. Lost this one because of a late touchdown by Tua there. The spread was 6. Not amped about that. However, Derek, this is something I brought up on the show 2 or 3 weeks ago with you. When you can depend on a kicker to make a 60-yard field goal at the end of the game, it really does change what you're able to do with, 20 seconds left.
Well, not even just with 20 seconds left, Derek. This is something I wanted to ask you about. You're scheming your defense, and it's the last 2 minutes of the game. You're tied or you're up 3 or whatever the case is. How does it factor in your pass coverage especially? How, like, the fact that this dude can make 60 yarders whenever the fuck he wants to. And it's not just him. There's a couple of dudes throughout the league
that are doing it. There's a bunch. They're doing it every single week.
How does that factor in, especially for, linebackers and safeties, I would guess?
You want to play man coverage then, because zone coverage allows for there to be openings. You give up little chunk plays when you're in zone. But when you're in man, you're counting on your guys to cut. Like, you have to be in man. You got to play. Mm. A great Wade Phillips said one time, I'd rather be a defense that is great at man coverage and they can occasionally play zone coverage than be a zone coverage team that tries to rely on temporary man coverage. Because if you're playing temporary man, it means your corners aren't elite. You need elite corners. And this is when teams get beat, because they can't where that guy could kick the ball from. Like, you've done all your fucking scouting. You know exactly where he can kick that ball from. So if it's if they get to the 40, if they get to the 40, they're going to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
That is where you draw the line in the sand.
Well, you got to have the personnel for that, dude. You can't just decide to fucking play man, because you're going to get your ass smoked. Yeah. Right. How many elite cornerbacks are there in the league? Really? You know what I mean? I mean, it may be 10 total,
I'd say under that.
5.
Yeah, I was going to say five as well. And the other thing too, Derek, was if you're playing man and you have a running quarterback, there's no spy. So a quarterback could just run for 8-10 yards there and get what they need for a field goal.
That would be the smart OC play, is to put another receiver or tight end out there, make them cover that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of running three wide receivers, a tight end, and running back, you just put four wide outs out there. That's the smart move. And then how do you come back against that? You know what I mean? I don't know how you would defend that and still keep it with, you're talking about Josh Allen. He can pick a ball up and run it whenever he feels like it, right?
Yes.
I don't know how you defend against that. On a short clock. I mean, you just got to make plays at the end of the day, but that's like a platitude, right? That's easier said than done.
It is.
The other mistake they make, that defenses make, and I've been a part of defenses that have lost games because of this, is right at the end of the game, in a moment like that, you'll send three rushers instead of rushing four. And that just, to me, is, I don't know who came up with that idea in the beginning, but it's fucking stupid, because you have five people to block three, and now you've got a quarterback that's moving around. And that's how you end up getting these fucking Hail Marys and these crazy passes at the end and these crazy long runs, because there's just not enough guys rushing the fucking quarterback.
Mm.
I agree. Bob and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah, you need closers. Blitz. You need closers on defense, man. God damn it. Stop playing prevent defense.
I know.
Stop it. Unless it's the literal last play of the game in a Hail Mary, still, I'm rushing four.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like, fuck
1,000%. Why would you fucking, you're paying an outside linebacker. Like, if you have an elite outside linebacker, which teams are trying to get one, you know, they have somebody that's like, they're paying a lot of money to fucking rush the quarterback. Why are you taking him off the field? Or why are you making it so harder for him? Why are you making it so he definitely is going to have two people blocking?
Seriously. I mean, that is just insane to me. You got Von Miller. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, you got Von Miller in your team. You're going to pull that dude off and put a hands guy or a fucking receiver or somebody like that. Just like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Let that animal get after the quarterback.
Let him go.
Create a one-on-one. Create a scheme where he gets a one-on-one on the tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to win that, 70% of the time probably?
Win 90%. Like, he's going to win those fucking matchups. And especially when he's on the line, that fucker's tired and he's like rested. It's just stupid. Mm. You find the fish and you fucking take advantage of them. Whether it's the guard or the tackle, you put your best rusher on and create a one-on-one with their fish. The fish is their worst offensive line.
Yeah, I agree. Next up was the Raiders versus the Bengals. Minshew, amazing game. Almost pulled this out at the end. Burrow, though, tied a career high. Five touchdowns there.
They only lost by 20, so
well,
super close.
He had 14 in the fourth quarter. He's doing what he can on an awful team down there. But here we are with the Bengals. Like, all jokes aside, we said this at the beginning of the year. They start off 0-3, 0-4, and then suddenly they're back in it, and they're 4-5 again, and then they got a shot because the rest of the AFC is not great.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean,
what do you mean?
They played the Eagles. The Eagles beat the fucking brakes off of them, and all the other teams they beat are fucking dog shit. The Panthers, the Giants, the Browns, and the Raiders.
I agree, but I think right now you only need 9 wins to probably get in, right?
Okay, well, they're not going to get one against the Ravens. I doubt they're going to beat the Chargers at Chargers. They're not going to beat the Steelers. Maybe they beat the Cowboys. Who knows? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Dak's out for weeks.
Yeah.
Gone.
Who knows? Yep. But who's their backup? But Andy Dalton or some shit?
Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. It's definitely,
they're not
going
to beat the Steelers either one of those games.
Well, they play the Steelers twice. So they'll definitely split.
I don't think so. I think they'll lose both of those games.
They'll lose all three. They're not beating the Broncos.
Well, come on now. Who knows about that? Actually, I don't know about that one. But I guess it's possible they eke their way into the playoffs. But they're going to get fucking annihilated anytime they play a good team. They're done.
I still do not want to play Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase in the playoffs in a wild card game. I think they get in at 9-8.
Atlanta beats them in a wild card game. Not that they would do that because they're in opposite conferences. But Atlanta would beat them. Atlanta's got a pass rush. If you've got a good pass rush, you'll beat them.
But I'm just saying, making the playoffs in general, I think they turn it around and they make a wild card.
I love Burrow, by the way. And Ja'Marr Chase is great. T. Higgins, awesome. Yep. No shade on them. That offensive line just isn't. And it hasn't been since he's been in the fucking league.
But I still think that they'll find a way to do it at 9-8 and make it into the wild card. Next up was Chargers at the Browns. Oof. Winston, not great in this one here. Back down to earth. Chargers are at 5-3. As much as I hate Jim Harbaugh, God, he's a good coach, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they blew up this team in the offseason because they couldn't afford anybody. And they're putting it together, man. J.K. Dobbins has been able to stay healthy this year, having a lights-out season over there. Yeah.
Who was the Chargers coach last year? Bob?
Bailey.
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 Yeah, so
oh, he sucked.
Yeah, why is... So Quentin Johnston was one of the top-ranked fucking wide receivers that came out of that draft.
He was second behind Jackson Smith and Jigma, yeah.
And he is really good. He's a big fucking dude. He's a Mike Evans, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got all those dudes that are 6'5", 220, 240, right? Evans, no, don't compare anybody to Megatron, but the same body, right?
Right.
And got nothing out of him. They got nothing out of him. He barely got targeted. Man, if you got even Harbaugh, who wants to run the ball all the time, still gets this kid the ball.
Yep.
Right? Because he's fucking big and elite. Look at what Mike Evans did the first, 11 years in his. I don't think he's going to hit 1,000 this year, unfortunately, because he's hurt. But,
no.
11 consecutive years to open in a career with 1,000 yards. And look at the quarterbacks he did it with. Man, you got a guy like that on your team, get him the fucking ball. Throw it just a little bit higher than you think you need to and let him catch it. Jesus Christ, man. Thank God Harbaugh's there now for Herbert's sake and for everybody's sake on this team, to be honest. Because they put together a pretty decent squad, but they've underperformed every fucking year.
Well, now they're 5-3, and they're well on their way to the playoffs here. Next up is Patriots-Titans. I don't even want to talk about this game. We'll skip it. Both teams aren't worth it.
I mean, Drake May looks pretty good.
He's fine.
Like, he's executing on all the plays. We'll see what happens when they start playing real teams and people take the Patriots seriously. But
yeah,
he doesn't look bad.
Next up, Jaden Daniels, man, decided to play. He's hurt. Good for him. They're 7-2. Well on their way to the playoffs. This is going to fuck the draft next year because they're going to. Everybody thinks they're going to get that Jaden Daniels at the top of the draft. There's going to be quarterbacks taken. It's going to be a giant, giant mistake.
This kid's a special talent. There are no quarterbacks in this draft that are fucking worthy of a first-round pick, in my opinion, right?
Because the Falcons got Penix last year, so that's done.
Yeah. You can't draft him again.
No,
who's the best quarterback in college football right now?
Gabriel, probably, I guess. I mean, performance-wise.
But would you draft him?
I would, no, because he's undersized. But I would draft
Cam Ward.
I wouldn't draft Cam Ward either.
I would. That's the only guy though in this entire draft that I would draft.
Cam Ward's a sophomore.
He's a senior. Yeah, he was going to go to the NFL. His agent decided to shop because he was a third round pick, and they said, "Look, if you go back to college, we'll get you $10 million, and then you can prove your stats, and then we can get you a higher draft pick, and you can make more money." Right pick, right choice all the way around for him. And yes, Bob, I'm with you. I got Cam Ward. I would be happy to have Cam Ward on my team. Next up, Saints-Panthers. That game does not exist. We don't need to talk about it. And then this one, though, we do need to talk about. Oh, my God. Broncos-Ravens here. Ravens just absolutely butt-fuck these guys to death.
Well, the Ravens are the best team in football.
No, they're not.
They are. No, they are.
Chiefs are 8-0.
No.
But who can fuck the record? It's the best football team. And it is 1,000% the Ravens. They will run the ball down your fucking throat.
Derek, these guys played opening week. Do you remember that score?
Opening week doesn't mean anything. Opening week
doesn't mean shit.
They also lost to the Raiders in week two, and then they lost to the Browns two or three weeks ago.
Who did?
The Ravens.
It's not that big deal. The Chiefs haven't lost to anyone.
Yeah.
No one.
That going undefeated doesn't do shit in the playoffs.
Also when the fucking refs don't call any kind of offsides penalties, no holding penalty. Like, they don't fucking
call. Did you see the reel from this week for the Chiefs?
Yeah,
the right tackle, every fucking play, he's a full second.
Oh, yes, start on every play.
Yes.
That I will agree with you on.
He's not even lined up on the line of scrimmage. He's like a fucking foot and a half back of the line of scrimmage, and he starts early, and they just never call it.
Do you think
it's like the league has let it go for so long, they're like, well, if we start enforcing it now, people are going to know we're full of shit.
Here's the thing. It's so fucking hard to get off the ball anyways and beat that guy off the ball because he knows the snaps. So now he's already getting a second ahead of you. You have no fucking chance to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's weird how they let the Chiefs get away with a lot. And then the other story here that I wanted to ask you about, obviously, was your beef fry there, Jason Kelce. At the Penn State Ohio State game, ripping the phone out of that guy's hand, smashing it,
hilarious.
And then calling him a faggot. I said on Twitter, "We love you, man. We don't give a shit about this. No need to apologize."
Yeah, he said, "Who's the faggot now?"
Yeah,
this guy got what he had to come. That's what you fucking get. You come up to a grown ass man who fucking played NFL in the NFL for 10 or 13 years.
Start talking about his brother, yep, who's not even there. Like, you're going to get your ass beat if you're lucky, you get your ass beat.
Phone. You should have smashed that case of garage beer over his fucking head.
Yeah. Now, he apologized and people gave him heat for it. You shouldn't have apologized. No. Let me ask you this, you sons of bitches. How many times have you been in an argument with your woman and you've apologized knowing she's wrong just because you don't want to not have sex for the next month?
Yep.
So shut the fuck up. He's getting paid millions of dollars to do that. It's not that big a deal.
And the other thing, too, is you are working for someone else. That is someone else's company. If they ask you to apologize, you're going to apologize. If it's egregious, fine. In ESPN's case, I don't think that's egregious. Obviously, they're trying to appeal to everyone there. Mm-hmm. I understand it. They swept it under the rug, and then they put all the focus on Taylor Swift in that game, they moved on.
I got no problem with it. He got to check that guy, and the punishment cost him nothing, so fuck off.
He'll probably have to buy him a new phone.
Maybe. I mean, that's the most that he would have to do.
I've smashed someone's phone for putting their fucking phone on my face before, and all I had to do was buy him a new phone.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Has that happened to you in real life where, you know, fans and shit like that got too aggressive with you and your wife?
Well, I got in a bar fight one time and then somebody tried to smash a bottle over my head and I had blood just running down my face. And I was like chasing guys out of the fucking club. And this guy comes up and puts a phone right in my face and I just grabbed it and smashed it. Kept it moving. And then like nothing happened. And then the next day, the head of security for our team calls and goes, "Hey, you need to buy this guy a new phone. He's fucking threatening to file a lawsuit." Like, what?
You should have bought him like a fucking old flip phone.
Yeah, a flip phone.
Little clamshell.
Yeah, that would have been great. Right
here, you've been rude and now you're downgraded.
A burner from the wire.
Yeah.
Do that. You shouldn't put a fucking camera on somebody's face.
Or get one of those phones that the Israelis
had. Yeah, have that blow up later on him. Do you think about getting him a beeper or a pager or something like that?
That was possible, but
yeah. Well, it's always been possible.
J&J Beepers is still open in L.A. Next up was Jaguars at the Eagles.
Closer than it should have been,
well,
to be honest.
Late, it was. But Eagles look good, man. 6-2.
I'm telling you, they just, all they're doing is copying the same fucking playbook that the Ravens are using.
Yep.
They're using Hurts smart, just like they're starting to use Lamar smart. And look, I don't know.
Not throwing the ball a lot. A lot of runs. Yeah. Like, this is what this team is. And they're very good.
Saquon throws down a $160. You're not losing that game.
No.
Just because you're going to have the clock, right? I mean, that's just how that goes, man.
And then, Derek, as a defender, obviously everybody's talking about the reverse hurdle there player.
Has that ever happened to you?
Have you ever seen that at any level of high school, college, pro?
I've never seen somebody turn around and have the awareness to fucking jump up in the air.
What's his fucking vertical?
I don't know, but it was fucking crazy.
Jesus Christ.
But he lands and he still makes people fucking miss.
It's wild, man. I mean,
he's a freak. Christ.
He's a freak.
That play is up there with
the Odell Beckham,
OBJ's one-handed catch or something. Like, that's one of the best football, like most athletic football plays I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It's way more impressive of a football play than that catch.
Thank God he's on a real team now. And we get to actually watch it. We're going to get to watch him play meaningful football
and appreciate his talents. Yeah. It's like Barry Sanders.
Or Ohtani, right?
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
Like, we actually get to appreciate it. And it's fun. The Eagles are a fun team. However, Delco, I wanted to ask you about this in all sincerity here. I watched this game. Sirianni did everything he could to blow this game by going for two and the other bullshit. Like, what is his fucking deal?
What do you mean? He sucks.
Yeah, that's his deal. It's something about Pennsylvania. Him and Franklin, dude, they should just meet up in an alley somewhere, strangle bait together.
And James Franklin, but I mean, there was 11 points left on the board just by dumb shit. Field goals or extra points and shit.
He went for two up 16 when you kick the extra point, makes it a 3-score game.
Yes.
And he's like, nah.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Was he just fucking
over
around
and over in this game? I don't know, Delco. Do you know the real story?
Maybe he just wanted to run, because since they were up by 2 scores anyways, let's just run a play and see what happens.
Listen, I don't think the analytics say go for two there.
No, definitely doesn't, because there's no advantage to being up 3 scores plus 1 point. That's not a thing.
I think he is just very dumb.
Yeah, and the problem was, this was Eagles -6. They easily would have covered. I had it in the teasers. I won every fucking teaser over the weekend. It was great. But I had the Eagles straight up -6.
They should have scored 40
hurt
in this game.
Yes, dude.
To be honest.
This was not as close as this it was.
It's not good when you've got a playoff caliber, if not a Super Bowl caliber team, at least personnel wise, and the worst player on your team is your head coach. That's fucking bad, right? Fair. I mean, the Cowboys have been dealing with this for years with McCarthy. And they still, what the fuck is he still doing there?
Well, anyways, he'll be out of there after this season, for sure.
Well, we've said that the last two seasons, haven't we?
True. Get fucking Belichick, for Christ's sake.
Do something for
Next up is Bears, Cardinals. Bears got smoked in this fucking game. I just don't care about the Bears. I can't bring myself to care about the Bears or the Cardinals.
Caleb Williams is terrible. James Conner, by the way, kind of a bit of a comeback season for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's almost 30 years old. I forgot he even existed anymore. He's been in the league for a while. He must have started at like 20 or 21 with the Steelers, right?
He just keeps popping up, he was from the Steelers, and now he's here, but then he starts, and then he doesn't start, and he's having a decent year. Good for him.
DC year, he's going to get 1,300 yards this year.
I know. Next up was Lions at the Packers. This was not as close as this looked either. Packers scored 8 late. Otherwise, this was a fucking blowout. Derek, how good are the Lions, in your opinion?
This was a fucking beat. Their run game is so impressive. They have an elite offensive line.
Mm-hmm. And they have two really good running backs too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you pair two good running backs with a good offensive line, this is what happens. Yeah. They fucking control the clock. They run the ball all over. They play hard nosed defense. And I love watching I love to play football. I would love to see the Lions and the Ravens play each other in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be good. Or even Lions Chiefs would be a good one too.
Yeah, Lions Chiefs would be good.
Lions Chiefs would be a really interesting game because you've got two pretty good offenses and two pretty good fucking defenses. Mm-hmm. You don't usually see two teams that are really well rounded play each other like that. And Jameson Williams didn't even play in this game. He was out in this game.
Yeah, he's been out. He's going to be out for a couple games with drugs there.
He comes back this week, I think.
Okay. Lions Raiders 2 would be great with Minshew, obviously. That would be a fun one. Next up, we got Rams versus the Seahawks. Here's my gripe with this game. If you were watching it in Austin or YouTube TV or whatever, they cut out of this. The league has a rule where if it goes X amount of minutes over, they'll cut into the next program. So I didn't get to see this game in overtime. I watched it go to overtime. What happened here, and how do they win this game in overtime?
I don't know. I mean, I guess how many overtimes was it? Was it just one?
It's just one now in the NFL.
So let's see. Let's look.
Derek, were you watching it?
Yeah, but you're right. It cut out.
Uh-huh. It was a 39 yard pass to DeMarcus Robinson.
That's how they scored on a 39 yard pass to win. Yeah. It cut out for me, and it was gone on all my screens. And I was like, cool, man. I'm paying $9,000 to watch every NFL game this year, and I can't watch a fucking overtime game here. I was super pissed off about it. Rams have clawed back to 4-4. You think they have a shot at the playoffs, Derek?
I mean, they look like a good fucking team right now. I mean, they're playing good football.
It doesn't look like they've got all the personnel you would need to have a deep playoff run, but they're playing fucking well. Against decent, I mean, Seahawks don't suck.
And Nakua got thrown out in the first quarter for headbutting somebody.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah,
I like the spirit. My fantasy, well, I mean, yeah. I don't want to see, don't get ejected if you can, but I like the fire. Because look, that we went into the season thinking like that this would be a middling team, right? Even though they got two of the best receivers in the NFL. Still middling and a good quarterback because they just don't have all the other personnel, but they're putting it together.
Well, they're right in the middle. They're 4-4 there. Seahawks can't figure it out. Jackson Smith and Jigma had a huge game, 182 touchdowns there. But still, you throw for 363 and three touchdowns and you don't win.
I mean, to be honest, Geno is just kind of a not as good Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Frankly. I mean, he's about the same guy. So it's like, you should expect that. Jameis is going to throw three touchdowns one week. He's going to throw one and three picks the next week. That's just what you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Next up was Colts at the Vikings.
Oh, he had a hell of a game, too.
Three TDs there. 300 yards.
6-2 Vikings.
Great. Good for you guys. I hope you go fucking 14-2, 15-2. And then losing the first round. Look, you're going against a 90-year-old guy here for the Colts. This wasn't really close. It is what it is. Well, actually, it was. It was 7-0 at halftime. Skull was down in this one. I'm not putting any respect on this goddamn team. I don't give a shit about it. I'm not going to do it. You can't force me to do it. Last but not least, though, was the Bucks at the Chiefs. Great fucking game all the way around.
That was the best game of the week.
Really want to give a shout-out to Baker Mayfield in this one. Man, he is missing his two best receivers, doesn't have a running back over there.
Two Hall of Fame
receivers.
Doesn't
have a fucking defense. No. And he just finds a way to keep pressing this game to win. And even the coin toss, so pissed off he was at the coin toss.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's been, that part of that is him being very competitive. And the other part is, you know, if you give Mahomes the ball, it's over.
It's over.
He knew right then that game was over.
Game was over.
He wasn't even, was he even standing up on the sideline? I think he was sitting down just waiting for it.
It should have never went there. They should have went for fucking two.
I agree 100% on the road against the Chiefs. You know, there's a 50-50 shot at best that you're going to get the ball. The other 50% is a guaranteed score for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So you go for two.
So let me ask you, Derek, if you're playing the Chiefs, either in the playoffs coming up or regular season here, you're down to the last 30, 40 seconds. Do you just automatically go for two because you know what Mahomes is going to do?
Yeah, it's honestly retarded. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the are you fucking stupid? You have the momentum. You got them on. You got the. It's like having a boxer up on the ropes, and you fucking. You got him kind of dizzy, and you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna let him get his strength back."
Yeah, especially when they marched down the field on the previous possession.
Yeah they marched down there.
10 yards or 10 plays, 71 yards, and 1:50,
mm-hmm.
and scored on their ass, and then they fucking kicked the extra point. Go for the fucking.
Go for the
conversion, man. What are you doing?
Even the announcers said it, which was shocking to hear. They never say that. Never say go for two, right? That'll bring us to our sponsors here. Obviously, our title sponsor is mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you're an old school homie who's been with us for years like I am, Bob, tell them about the rakebacks over there at MyBookie.
You know, if you had a bad weekend, they'll toss you some money back because they know you want some skin in the game. So if you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which if you are a longtime player, you are, it's like auto enroll, doesn't cost you anything. It gives you things like it gives you points for betting and it gives you the aforementioned rake back. Like I said, you have a bad weekend or whatever, they'll toss you a little money back so you can put some money on a game. I recommend always doing the most ridiculous parlay you can find.
I agree. And then they did something fun this week. I don't know if you guys saw it. If you're on there every day like we are, because we're fucking junkies over here. The Thursday night game, Bob, is always pretty shitty now. So they did a free Thursday. They were just letting you bet on the Thursday night game for free.
They have a lot of
fucking awesome.
They have a lot of free Thursday bets. They have a lot of cool stuff in the MyBookie Plus program.
Yeah, I love those guys. All the odds you'll hear today are from mybookie.com. And, you know, there's going to be 350 prop bets on every single game over there. Best in the biz, in my opinion. They've been with us for years. Love them. Shit, it's one of the sites on my phone that is like the most viewed because I'm betting on it every goddamn day. Head on over to mybookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone, but it's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormones, more specifically, its end result growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormones decrease every year after puberty, which may explain your poor performance in the gym, excess body fat, or your poor performance in the bedroom. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you fucking loser. All right? Get it up. Go longer. Go harder. Go deeper, baby. Sorry, I took that a little too far today. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the audio description and use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. Now, some listeners came after me. They're like, hey, dude, it says on the website you got to drink in the morning. Why are you guys taking it at night? I don't know. For whatever reason, man, it helps me go to sleep better. So that's when I take it. Mm. Obviously, you can take it in the morning. You can do whatever you want. But for me, man, and maybe it's my weird brain, dude.
No,
I take it at night.
No. Your body produces growth hormone overnight.
Does it really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking because we love it. We've been taking it for a while.
Same thing with testosterone. Remember when Kirk Parsley was on the show?
Yes.
And he was talking about if you wake up with your dick hard, That means your body produced enough testosterone overnight. That's how it works. Same thing with HGH. So, yeah.
I woke up with a full rock hard boner today, so I feel good. Morning. Yeah, every goddamn morning, dude.
You can hang laundry on it.
Sure could. For the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I get a family of five, too, Derek. Jealous? Should be. Last but not least, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. About $10 cheaper than StubHub. If you want tickets to any of these games, we got them on here. I mean, shit, even the fucking Bengals-Ravens game of Thursday night, which is a great game. Only $90 if you want to go and take the family out on a Thursday night. Shit, if you're going to the Bears game this weekend, you know, you're looking at a hundo. Falcons Saints 40, gross.
Wait, gross. $100 to see the Bears?
Yeah, dude.
Man, you're gonna take
Bears Patriots.
You're gonna take a family of four.
Yeah,
and with concessions, you're gonna spend $800 to $1,000 to watch the Chicago Bears suck.
I agree.
There's no fucking way.
Dude. I wouldn't do it. However, we offer tickets for Taylor Swift rodeos, comedians, you name it. We offer tickets for everybody. It's $10 cheaper than StubHub. Head on over to drinkingbrostickets.com.
Buy those tickets to Taylor Swift and wear a MAGA hat when you go.
Yeah.
Just to let her know that nobody gives a fuck about her politics.
But also, we have a new president, and they're supporting the current president, which is nice. Same with ours.
Just try to get her to sign it.
Go to drinkingbros.com, by the way. These shirts are on the site right now.
We got a bunch of shirts up there.
Yeah, but these ones, he's back.
Yeah, these are good.
45 and 47 on there. Luckily, we made the right prediction there because we spent a lot of money on it. Yeah. All right, Derek, let's get to the Thursday night game. Bengals at your Super Bowl champion Ravens, you say this year. This is Ravens -6.5. Who you got?
I got Ravens. The Ravens. They should beat the shit out of these guys, honestly. They really should. It should be a proper ass whipping.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, man, the Ravens and Bengals is always a close game, and I can't figure it out, man.
It's because it's a division. When you play the same team twice a year, it's always going to be. It's the reason why, like, last year, the Broncos fucking beat the Chiefs, you know? Like, when you play the same team twice a year, it's hard to beat somebody twice anyways, regardless. So when you know a team and you have a history with a team and you play each other twice a year, every year, it's just hard to beat them twice.
When you were with the Ravens, did you play with Ray Rice?
No.
Okay.
I played against Ray Rice, though.
You played against him?
Yeah. One time we were at like the bottom of a pile. I think it was 2012. We're at the bottom of a pile, and he like grabbed our DB by the face mask and spit in his face. I was like, this guy's a dirtbag.
Yeah. And then he ended up knocking out his wife in an elevator. That happens, you know?
Didn't Steven Tyler write a song about that?
He sure did. Love in an elevator. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes love means
hitting.
Hitting,
yeah. Sorry, we've had a lot of drinks, okay? Long election show last night. D'Anthony, who you got in this one?
You know, I'm inclined to take the Bengals at +6.5. And the reason is because the Ravens pass rush win rate this year is bottom third in the league. And the biggest hole they have in Cincinnati, aside from your mom, I know. The biggest problem they have in the Bengals is stopping the pass rush, and that's not a strong suit for the Ravens, so I think this is going to be a pretty evenly matched game.
Okay, so I've had a lot of success with these teasers on Thursday nights and Monday nights. I put 500 on that Chiefs game on Monday nights. I'm going to do the same thing with this one. However, on my bookie, because they got the best teasers in the biz over there, give me Bengals +13.5, and then give me the under at 60.5. And I'm going to take both of those. I've been very successful this year, and I'm going to ride with that on Thursday night. Next up, we got Giants.
Oh my God.
At the Panthers. Why does this game exist?
Well, it's in Germany.
Is it really?
It's a coffee game this week. What year was it, Bob? 1936? The Olympics, when Jesse Owens went to Berlin and fucked up Hitler. We sent the best athletes we could find over there to dominate Germany. Now we're sending the Giants and the Panthers.
He shook Hitler's hand.
I think this is just asking for National Socialism.
Jesse Owens shook Hitler's hand?
Yeah, FDR wouldn't do it, so Hitler did.
No shit.
I mean, to be fair, Hitler was really cranked up on meth at the time.
Well, that's fine. You know, Jesse Owens played for The Ohio State University, by the way.
Meth solves racism.
It sure does. So. Derek, who you got? Giants -6.5.
I don't know. Carolina just had a win. I don't know. Maybe they're going to ride that win and go. New York really does suck.
Yeah.
And Carolina's, I mean, they suck bad too, but they did win last week.
So this is a game that D'Anthony and I don't bet in real life because it's
I wouldn't bet it.
Yeah, it's just too gross. But I wanted to ask you personally, is this the last year for Danny Dimes? Is he done after this?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be a backup somewhere. That's what he'll just, and he'll be a backup for another 7 or 8 years and keep collecting a check and leave the league with $150 million in his bank. And
yeah, I agree. If he ever comes on your podcast, Wolf Untamed,
never.
Just ask him why he sucks for us, just in case. Okay.
Why are you gay?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that. Why are you gay? Why do you suck? And then, you know, why is your dick so limp? I think that'll be a great show. God damn it. This next game is even more awful. Patriots at the Bears. What are we fucking doing here this week, NFL? Not a great product. This is Bears -6. Derek, who you got?
What do you think of Drake May?
I thought he looked good last week. I was very impressed with that late scramble to get an overtime there, and he looked good. The problem is he doesn't have any help. I like Stevenson in the backfield. He's great. But he doesn't have any wide receivers or tight ends or any of that other stuff. Give him a full team and then let's see what happens. But so far, he started 3 games and he's looked pretty goddamn decent. And if I'm being completely honest with you here, I think he looks better than Caleb Williams.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So,
so they've got Hunter Henry. He's having a pretty good year. He's not a world
tight end.
Yeah. But their receiver core, I don't know. I've never heard of any of these people. That's not, it's usually not a good thing, but
they don't have any, he has no one to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, you can't look old school Patriots style. If you've got a good enough defense, a couple of serviceable receivers, a good running back and a tight end, you can make that work. I mean, Belichick made it work for a while. He had Tom Brady, to be fair. Right?
Sure.
But
sure.
Still, you can make that work if the defense is good enough, but it's not. Mm-mm. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm giving the Bears fucking that many points.
No, I don't even bet this game. And luckily, Derek, I've said this on the show before. I'm not sure if you've been a part of it, but like Dan and I specifically signed a contract where we're not obligated to pick these games. We obviously know everybody's listening to the show and might take these picks. I don't want to tell the audience to bet on something that I wouldn't do in real life, so I'm not betting on this fucking game. The next one, though, I'm all in on. This is Bills at Colts. This is Bills -4. That spread seems really low. Derek, who you got?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills and the over.
At 47.5?
Yeah.
I like that. I'm doing the same.
Let's see. Indianapolis.
I don't think I'll take the over, actually. I'll just take the Bills -4.
Bills -4 all day. Colts have the second worst or third worst pass block win rate in the league, and the Bills are pretty good on pass rush win rate. They're going to fucking – and Flacco's old. He can't move around that well. They're going to fuck his ass up.
Yeah,
I agree. It's going to be a long week for him.
And then, by the way, trade deadline was yesterday, I believe. Richardson, they said, was off the blocks. They said, we're not trading him, which I thought was interesting. I would have gotten rid of that guy, but they decided not to.
I mean, who would take him?
They spent a first-round pick on it.
There was calls, and they said, no, he is not on the board here, so please do not call for Richardson. I was shocked. I would have traded him and gone with something else. Next up, you got the fucking loser Broncos here. Derek's team at the Chiefs, undefeated, 8-0, 4-0 at home. Chiefs -8. Derek, who you got?
I got the Broncos, baby. Listen, 8-0 means they're prime. They are prime for a fucking loss. It's time. You have to give them they're going to take an L by the Broncos, and it's going to be in Arrowhead. It's going to be fucking phenomenal.
Well, that Bob, what's the money line on Denver for this?
It's got to be high.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Probably 290.
I don't know that I would give I mean, I did this last week too. Kansas City, too many points. They're winning close games.
You and I did the same thing. Yeah. They didn't cover.
They're 5-3, I think, against the spread.
By double digits.
Yeah, that's 5-3 against the spread, I think.
Denver Broncos money line is +335.
Oh, boy. Shit.
I mean, shit. Throw a fucking a hundo on it. See what happens.
Yeah, you can sprinkle it.
You got to think the Chiefs are going to blow one stupid game that doesn't make any sense.
This is their suit. This is the Broncos. They They view this as the Super Bowl. They got their fucking ass beat by them for 10 years straight. You know what I mean? So it's time.
Yeah, and it'll continue to happen.
Way worse team last year.
Yeah,
the Broncos way worse last year.
Now I'm going to take Chiefs down to one here in a teaser, and then this over down to 34.5 and party, dude. Watch the Broncos get stomped. Luckily, I won't have to get this tattoo. This will bring them to 5-5. Rough sled in the rest of the year for the Broncos there. Hopefully, the Chiefs remain undefeated going into that last game, and they actually have to play the Broncos, so they don't have to lose that game, but we'll see. We'll see there. Next up, NFC South division leaders, the Atlanta Falcons, 6-3 at the Saints. This is Atlanta -4. Bob, is Carr coming back this week?
He was back last week.
Was he really?
Yeah.
God damn. And they, that's right. He got Olave killed.
Yeah.
He murdered Olave. Did they bring up charges for that? Did he get manslaughter charges for throwing that ball across the middle like that? They should have. God damn. Olave is going to be out for the year after that hit. That was nuts. That's his second concussion of the year. Derek Carr needs to be ejected from the league altogether.
Yeah, he's not.
Him and his brother are the two worst quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least he got paid, I guess. Look, give me the Falcons in this one. They seem to be on a heater right now, -4. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Falcons for sure. They look good.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is improving week by week with that Achilles. So he's, he seems to be at least trusting it.
Getting in a good rhythm with Mooney too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing a good pitch and catch right now. And man, you just got to wonder if the Falcons had used that eighth pick for a fucking edge rusher last year instead of Michael Penix, they would be a top five defensive team. Like for real. What the fuck?
They might be 8-1. No lie. No lie.
I mean, that would be
Grady Jarrett's playing.
I would have them neck and neck with Detroit if they had picked an edge, like an elite edge rusher.
Maybe.
Instead of Michael Penix.
Maybe.
God damn
they
it. Man.
Grady Jarrett's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just put one guy on the opposite side from him and you're fucked, man. If it's a linebacker on the same side, you know what I mean? Just come on.
Well, we were all together in real life down here. I was screaming for Dallas Turner out of Alabama. That obviously didn't happen. And, still pissed off about it, but they could be easily 8-1 here. And Kirk Cousins is getting a little more comfortable on that back planning foot every single week, whereas Rodgers really isn't still. It's interesting to see the juxtaposition between the two of them because they had the same exact injury. And Kirk Cousins is looking all right. Obviously, we'll lose in the first round because that's what Kirk Cousins does. But we called this beginning of the year. Falcons will win the division, lose in the first round. And their season will be over. Next up, we got 49ers at the Buccaneers. Great game. Great game at noon here. This is San Fran -5.5. Who you got, Derek?
Word on the street is that Christian McCaffrey is going to be playing.
That's what I heard.
But that's the thing. Are you getting 100% Christian McCaffrey? I don't think that Christian would come back if he wasn't 100%. And bringing him back opens up that offense. So, and that guy he's the best football. Like when it comes to football player, he's the best football player in the NFL. He is.
Yep.
Like all around football player. Like he can do it all. You could put him at safety and he could do that if you wanted him to. He could do everything on the field. So if they do bring him back and he's at 100%, like I believe he is, San Francisco might actually whip that ass.
Yeah, I agree. D'Anthony, the other thing that I've noticed about the Buccaneers, as much as it's been fun to watch Baker this year, they don't really have a defense, and they've been getting torched a lot there. So.
And you're going, you give Shanahan Jordan, now that Jordan Mason's established himself in McCaffrey's absence, you've got something like they had 2 years ago where both McCaffrey and Debo were operating at peak efficiency, and that's scary as fuck for any team, much less a team that just isn't all that great on defense. And then you can't really catch up. I mean, there's nothing that what are the Bucs going to do to slow this game down? Like, how are they going to run the ball against the 49ers and control that clock? They don't have a fucking running back that can do that.
No.
Or they don't have the depth. And no shade on Rashad White. He's a good running back. He's had good success lately. But he's not going to run the ball 30 times. And get them 32, 34 minutes a possession. This is not going to happen. You know what I mean? So I think they might be fucked here. I'll take the 49ers at 5.5.
Yeah, same here. Next up, another great game. Steelers at the Redskins. Redskins minus 2.5. Derek, who you got?
Oh, man, I'm not going to bet against the Steelers, but this is going to be this is maybe the game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a really good football game. There's going to be some big plays made in this game too. So I don't know, man. I think I would take the under probably.
At 45.5?
Yeah, I think I would take the under because I think it's going to be a low scoring game.
Yeah.
D'Anthony, you got
I don't think that Washington's going to score. They're not going to be able to score a lot of points on Pittsburgh. So
I think
plays aren't going
to
happen.
Tend to agree with that. I mean, the only analog on their schedule so far was the Browns. They can't play offense, obviously, but that defense is pretty good. The problem is the defense is on the field the whole time, so later in the game, the Redskins were able to score a little bit more. They scored 10 points in the second half, but I don't know. I mean, the Redskins have not seen, and Jaden Daniels as a professional football player has not seen anything like T.J. Watt and Hightower, or Highsmith, rather, coming after him at the same time. He hasn't seen that yet. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen here. I mean, they're a quality team. He's, you know, a really good quarterback, but it's very difficult for me to bet against Tomlin, even on the road.
Same. I'm taking the Steelers here. I mean, look, the Steelers will muck it up. Russell Wilson appears to be a really good game manager there, which is all you need with a great defense. Mm. Yeah. So I think the Steelers will win this game, and it's just based on experience and coaching. And Jaden Daniels will live to fight another day. I just think the Steelers are on a roll, and they're kind of figuring out their identity as a team right now.
But again, I wouldn't be shocked if the Redskins won this game.
I wouldn't either. But here's what I think the Steelers are going to do great. They're going to let Hightower and TJ tee off. They're going to let them go rush the fucking passer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to use Patrick Queen to spy Jaden Daniels. That's what I would – I mean, that's what I would do. I would let him spy and let them flush his ass out. If they don't get him, let him flush him out and let PQ go down.
I mean, they've got Minka out there too.
You right. Know?
I mean, they could pop one. They can pop him and Queen out on that spy position. This is a really well-constructed personnel-wise defense, and you got Tomlin coaching him. It's hard to bet against those guys, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the Steelers in this one. That'll be in all the parlays as well, and Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Check for my betting slips there. Next up, we got Vikings at the Jaguars. This is Vikings minus 4.5. Derek, who you got? Yeah. Think about it. It's a tough one, right?
They both, Jacksonville's kind of playing a little bit better football, but not really. I think Minnesota wins this one, though.
Okay.
I think they win.
D'Anthony, who you got?
Nah. I'm all set on that one.
I'm not going to touch it. Yeah. I would not bet. But if I got to pick somebody to win, I'm going to pick Minnesota to win this game.
Give me the Jaguars in this one. You're right. They've played a little bit better the last few weeks. Jacksonville is a weird place to play. For whatever reason, teams just can't get up there. Yes, I don't like and the Vikings that much. But people come there, and it just kind of feels like a party, and they're not really into it every time. I think it's a weird game that Jacksonville is going to win. A tough one to bet on in real life, man, if you're out there, because flip a coin, in my opinion, down there. But give me Jacksonville plus the points. Vikings, I think, might win by 3.
I think
covering
that,
this.
I don't know, man. I really do think that Minnesota is going to – like, Jacksonville's not a good football team. They're fucking terrible. Minnesota, I don't believe in them. I do believe that they beat up on teams like a Jacksonville. Like, that's the type of team that they do win big on, you know, where Sam Darnold picks their fucking secondary apart, you know, because they suck. So I think that you're making a mistake betting against Minnesota in this one.
Derek, I think you're making a mistake. Okay. Betting against me right now. All right. So I want you to think about it. I want you to look in the mirror after the show is over and maybe take off your pants. Okay. Next up, we get Titans at the Chargers. Chargers minus 7.5. Derek, who you got?
Chargers. The Titans are fucking cooked and they suck.
Yeah. Tickets on Drinking Bros Sports. This sounds shocking. I promise you this is real. They're $11 to go see an NFL game.
At SoFi Stadium, which costs, what, $4 billion to build?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
I mean, honestly, they probably make more money on concerts than they do on football.
Yeah.
With two teams playing at
two
that stadium.
Two teams playing in that fucking stadium. It's nuts. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, Chargers.
Yeah, I'm same. Chargers.
I mean, it's probably 10 points, to be honest.
I know. It's going to be a gross game.
This is the kind of game where Harbaugh is going to open up his playbook a little bit, and I think they'll bump that score up a little bit.
Well, it'll be, what, 20-3? 23-3?
Yeah, instead of 17-3.
Like exactly. Yeah. Next up, Eagles at Cowboys. Traditionally, this is a great game. It is not. This is Philly -7. I believe Cooper Rush is starting this week. Dak is out for 4 to 5 weeks, I heard. Delco, have you heard otherwise there?
I don't know, but he looked okay. He was dropping dimes and receivers were dropping balls left and right.
They were dropping the fucking ball.
Yeah, I don't think CeeDee Lamb's playing this week either.
Okay, he's out as well?
I mean, he's questionable and he's banged up. And it's the last report I read this morning said there's a possibility he will play. Why would you even play him?
Why?
Yeah, you just gave him all that money, and Dak's not even there. Why the fuck are you playing him against the Eagles, who are going to crush you anyways?
And then, Derek, this is for you personally. They did cut to Dak during the sidelines, and you could see him say, "We fucking suck." What does that send to the team? Does the team even care anymore after that? Like, I mean, you just pay this guy all this fucking money, and you literally see him on the sidelines saying, "We fucking suck."
Well, I think that they lost the team already. When you pay two guys, you make everything about two guys. It sends a message to the locker room that none of you other guys fucking matter, because I guarantee there's more than just when you go and you really dissect film on a team, go watch what's going on in the trenches. Go watch what's going, like, you don't need to spend all that money on a fucking receiver when your offensive line sucks, right? You do need to spend money on a quarterback, but if your offensive line sucks and you have a good quarterback, then your quarterback's been neutralized.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's like putting high octane fuel in a car that doesn't have wheels on it.
They should have let CeeDee Lamb walk. I would have let him walk.
I agree.
Everybody has to be a fucking receiver. Like, every college kid is, there's tons of good receivers in college football.
Every year. There's like 4 to 6 receivers that are first round worthy every year.
You could pick off the entire Ohio State wide receiver and then you're fine. Pick 1 out of 6 and you're good. Yeah. You just don't need this.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. I think it was a dumb mistake that Jerry Jones kind of got, like, I don't know if he got pressured into it. It's weird because you don't think that Jerry Jones would get pressured into doing anything. You know, I don't understand the thought process there of not having a good offensive line to protect your quarterback that you just gave all this fucking money to. Because what is his contract? What is Dax?
Dax is in the 280 range, somewhere in there. He's about 55, 60 a year. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is
240.
240, yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
$240 million you gave your quarterback. And how much of it is guaranteed?
230, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's almost all of it.
And then they just keep making, I don't understand. I know Jerry's a wild asshole and all, and he's got his own ideas about this and that. But you keep Michael Gallup, you let homeboy go to Cleveland.
Yep.
Right? And then you pull this with Lamb. It just, like, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of talking about how incompetent Jerry Jones is as a general manager.
Yeah, he should not. He should hire a fucking general manager.
He's not going to. He's going to have to die. And that's what every Cowboys fan who's walked into the studio has said for years. Yeah. Like, I mean, even the Cowboys fans admit it. They're like, hey, we just want him to die and then kind of move on. Me personally, I knocked this down 0.5 point, all in on the Eagles at 6.5.
Mm. Yeah, I'm taking Eagles for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a good question, though. Will Belichick take that job?
If he's got to do it.
Because the bullshit that Atlanta pulled with him, mm-hmm. and he was just like, well, fuck you, I'm out. He'll do that to Dallas, too. He doesn't give a shit. Belichick's not going to compromise.
No, he wants control. Belichick is going to burn the fuck. It's going to be Belichick.
He deserves control, but Jerry's not going to give him that.
Jerry's not going to give him that. No way.
He wouldn't do it for anybody previously, so why would he do it for Belichick?
His legacy is going to go. He's going to go down as a fucking idiot, because he should make the right choice, because Jerry Jones isn't going to be alive for fucking another, 15 years?
Yeah. I mean, he's 86 or something like
that. Yeah, so. he's old as shit.
He's got like a good max 10 years.
He's still getting beaches, 82. Though, from like 20-year-olds, so good for him. But yeah, give me the Eagles -6.5. Next up, we got Jets at the Cardinals. Interesting spread. You don't see this number very often. A half a point.
Why?
I don't. Are they expecting them to tie? That's what Vegas is literally telling you right here.
How funny would that be?
I guess. I mean, it's so bizarre.
If they tie the game and you lose, that would suck.
Oh, my God. I would love it. Who you got in this, Derek?
I'm not touching this. Would not touch.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Same. This is an awful game, and I would fucking avoid it.
Also,
here.
Why is this the
tickets
fucking,
are $42?
I guess before the season, they thought the Jets were going to be good, but this is a shitty fucking 3:30 game.
Yeah,
and Eagles Cowboys is not going to be much better. To be honest,
it's not great. However, the next game, the night game on NBC, is fucking awesome, man.
Well, it would be if CJ Stroud had receivers to throw.
Well, I still got some dudes. I think he'll figure it out. This is Lions at Texans. Lions monster roll. They're on 7-1 at the Texans, 6-3. I've been to the stadium numerous times. I hate it. I don't think there's that much of a home field advantage here. This is Detroit -3.5. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking Detroit for sure. They're going to control the clock and run the fuck out of the ball. It's going to be Jared Goff's playing good football. They're all around good. Like, they're a great football team. They're playing lights out. There's not a spot on the field that they're like lacking in. I think, you know, even special teams is phenomenal. Well disciplined. Yeah, I think they win this by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm with you here. Who you got, D'Anthony?
Same. I think the Lions are currently like 5th in rush defense in the league. Not something you would think of when you think of the Detroit Lions,
no.
Frankly. But they're doing really well. Dan Campbell, what can you say?
Yeah.
You could put that guy on any team, and he would improve that team immediately.
Fun team to watch, man. And the addition of Jahmyr Gibbs. Remember how much shit Lions fans gave him for drafting him at 12? Yeah, and it was just like... Hey, man, he looks like one of the best goddamn running backs in the NFL.
And they let homeboy go, too, which was a big move at the time. Because he was $1,200 a year, and they still let him go. I think we talk about coaching a lot in the NFL. Look what a difference it can make to have a good one. When you go from middling or incompetent to actually a good coach, look at what the fucking difference is.
And even in Detroit, for Christ's sake, nobody cares about life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And
they've
got a good team. Not to say they don't have a good team, but it's not that much better than the Rams were before McVay showed up and started making changes. Frankly, it's almost the same team with the same quarterback, but the same general team. Now they've got two good running backs now instead of just one. And the defense
elite
is better.
Offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line is really good. Yeah. But Campbell did that shit on purpose, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is this the best offensive line in the NFL, Derek?
Yeah.
Let me look that up, actually.
Yeah, I think so. I was looking at the guys the other day. They got Ragnow, Glasgow, and Zeitler all three inside.
A lot of owls and ers in there.
Yeah, it sounds like you just named the Polish army there. A bunch of Vikings over there.
I'm a Viking. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that.
My family's Danish.
I heard that there.
Let's see. Let me look at the team pass rush win rate. You're asking about the Lions?
Yeah.
They're middle.
All right.
But their top, and their offensive line is top 10 in both run block and pass block.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not many teams are top 10 in both. Actually, no. I don't think any other team. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Ravens are the only other team that are top 10 in both. So good fucking luck beating these guys. I mean, you're talking about winning games in the trenches. You've got a really good quarterback. Not like everybody makes a Hall of Fame in the NFL, you know, quarterback wise. But you got two great running backs and you have that offensive line. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Man, that's nasty.
Well, that's what like the Cowboys, whenever they were actually real contenders. When they were real contenders, their offensive line was phenomenal.
Yep. Same thing with the Chiefs. They got the best every year, and the one year they didn't have one, they lost.
Yeah. Last but not least, the Monday night game. It is Tua and the Dolphins at the Rams. Tickets are $50 in L.A. Shit, you can go see two games in L.A. this weekend for under $100. Bucks.
That's fucking stupid, man. Jesus Christ.
BringingBrosTickets.com. This is Rams -1. Who you got here? Derek?
I think there's going to be some riots in LA, probably. They'll probably be protesting and losing their fucking minds.
You know what's funny, man? The election was such a blowout. I don't think there's going to be any issues this year. I think if it was close, yes. I don't see it now, to be honest with you. So I think everything's going to be all right.
Think?
Yeah. And again, it's just because of how big of a blowout it was, and they got the Senate and House and all that other shit. Like, I don't think you're going to see that, because I think everybody woke up this morning and was like, oh, shit. We were very wrong about what we thought was going on the last 4 years. So I think LA is fine. However, the Rams football team, look, they got a lot to play for here at 4-4. Dolphins are 2-6. Give me the Rams in this one, minus one. Who you got?
I think I would take the Rams too, because it's such a, it's the travel that, you know, that sucks to travel across the country and play. It just does. I don't care what anybody says. It fucking sucks.
Yeah. The Miami to LA flight is, you're looking at 4.5, 5 hours there. It sucks. Usually takes some ecstasy, maybe a few key bumps, a popper if you're gay, to kind of stretch out that asshole and get warmed up for coming into Los Angeles. So I understand that. D'Anthony, who you got?
You know, to be honest, I think either of these teams could easily win this game. I mean, it's at minus one, so obviously Vegas believes that as well. I think this is a high scoring game. I'm going to go over 50.5 on this one. On Monday night, like, everybody's loose. They got an extra day of rest. They're going to fucking light it up. And it's going to be a fucking fun game to watch too, because they both got, like, you've got three of the best wide receivers I've ever seen in my life and then also Jalen Waddle, right?
Yeah.
Not that he's a scrub or anything. He's one of the top receivers in the NFL. It's a wild amount of offensive talent in this game.
Is it weird that I only watch Miami now to see if Tua will die on a week-to-week
basis? No. There's a lot of weird pathology there. Yeah. I think Dennis Leary used to talk about this shit all the time about why people are addicted to television now. This is early days of the internet. It was like, we watched Jack Ruby murder Lee Harvey Oswald on live fucking television.
Yeah.
And then people didn't want to turn their TV off for the next 40 years. You know what I mean?
It was awesome. That's why I'm all in for this. I'll watch this on Monday night and I'll bet on it.
Well, you don't want to miss it.
No.
Where were you when Tua died? I was watching, dude.
Man, I was in my media room, man. My 5-year-old was with me. Yeah. He laughed.
Yeah. I threw him into the television.
Yeah, we had a blast. I painted my face like a clown. And, you know, went downstairs and had sex with my wife. I'll watch this. I'll probably end up teasing it. So follow us on Facebook on Drinking Bros Sports. I'll put my live bet slip in there. That will not be a part of the rest of the weekend teasers, though. So check back on Monday. Derek, who you got on Wolf Untamed this week?
Cash Patel.
Cash Patel is going to be in the Trump cabinet somewhere.
I
know so. I don't know where yet.
Okay.
If I had to guess, I would say that Andrew Bailey, my friend Andrew Bailey, is going to be
my friend.
He's going to be the attorney general, I think.
That's what I think, too. I told him that on the show many times.
Yeah. And then his predecessor, actually, or no, is it the one from, no, it's his predecessor. It'll be one of those two in AG. And probably the other one would be the FBI director, I think, just based on what I'm hearing right now.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And they're going to carve that place in half.
Yeah.
Or by 3/4 is what I requested.
That's what I heard.
All I said was whatever place you end up at, cut it by 75%. It worked at Google. It worked at Facebook. Yep. It worked at Twitter. By the way, Google and Facebook don't want to say that, but they did the same damn thing. Yep. Google fired 12,000 people two times in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And did anybody notice?
No.
Nobody noticed.
Better than ever.
So let's cut this government down to the fucking bone.
Matter of fact, all my friends that work at Google were like, dude, we didn't even know what they did anyways.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Seriously, yeah.
You're in these meetings with these fucking people, and we'll go over that on Drinking Bros here. We're going to go live on YouTube today because everybody wants to hear our election reaction show. So join us in roughly 5-10 minutes over there. Derek, we appreciate you being here. If you're out there, please download Wolf Untamed, fantastic podcast, hell of a guy. What did you and your wife do last night to celebrate after Trump won?
I had a chest cold, so I went to sleep, drank a bunch of cough medicine, passed out.
So you robo-tripped. Nice.
Yeah.
But seriously, guys, you guys have been putting on a fucking phenomenal show for almost a decade. You guys have been in the top 100, and that's with all the suppression and the censorship that's been going on. I hope that with Trump winning, Elon gets in there, and you guys can get the recognition and the pay that you guys fucking deserve.
Look, I appreciate it. We're decently compensated now. And so I'm not going to complain about that. However, yes, all of our friends who are, you know, YouTubers and all that other stuff are making a lot more money than us. look, we didn't want to change who we were. I posted about it the other day. We've been top 40 for 9 consecutive years. That in itself is accomplishment because, let's face it, Rogan takes up, what, 12 of the top 40?
Yeah.
I mean, he is what he is, and he's amazing, and that's why we're here. So I'm not even shitting him on Rogan. I'm grateful for him, but it's been a fun run, and then hopefully this opens up or ends the censorship for us, and then, yes, we are able to expand on all these other platforms. Yeah. But
We're definitely
thank
gonna,
you for saying that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're definitely going to end up moving to Twitter at some point, you would think, right?
Hope so.
I mean, unless everybody else feels the pressure from Twitter and starts opening their shit up, which who knows?
Yeah, and there was actually a Twitter rep who was at the live show last night, Derek. So.
He's a buddy of mine.
Yeah, we had a nice combo with him, so... We'll see, but next time you're here, man, we love having you in studio, and your show is fantastic. We love you. Please download Wolf Untamed for our show. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Derek Wolf, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 10 NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.